4CEF mobile. A4CNL mobile and monitoring. A4CNL mobile and monitoring.
4CNL, this is KF4HTM. Where you been?
Hey, Ray, good to hear from you, man. I'm getting back on 385. When I was filling up with gas, I realized I was hungry. I must have caught a whiff of something somewhere. And I was going to go to Taco Bell, but man, they were crowded, so I ended up at Five Guys. I hadn't eaten there in years. Over.
It's hard to get out of the car up there and not smell food cooking somewhere, but I think you did a better choice.
I've forgotten, you know, that the burgers, the regular burgers, are two patties, and the little ones are single. I ended up with more food than I can eat, so I ended up throwing some of it away, over. But it was good, over.
You save leftovers for later.
I've done that to the fries, because I probably could have munched on the fries on the way down to St. Matthew's, over. Repeat all that, please.
No, I just asked how much was the gasoline at the gas station there?
Copy U.S., and it was $3.21, over.
Well, at least I had some, huh?
The place down in Ware Place, that's it. They didn't have any, but it was $3.23, over.
Seems to me I need to fill up the Jeep, so maybe I'll stop there today.
It out, but 321 it was pretty good. I hadn't the cheapest I've seen or bought before was down in Columbia, and it was at 323, over.
This is KF4HTM. Yeah, I wasn't sure whether they were still doing or if they ever did the federal tax. They were going to suspend the federal tax on gasoline or something.
A4CNL for ID. I had heard that too, but I don't know if they ever did it or not. Prices are coming down, so I kind of suspect that they didn't do it. Over.
Expecting my radio. There's a little fan in here apparently because it just came on.
I'm talking way too much on it. Over. I mean, not over, but they recently passed this big, I don't know what they call it, inflation fighter or something like that, and it was passed the Senate and the House, and I was waiting for Biden to sign it, but he was down here in South Carolina, so our taxes are going to go up, over. Plans the rest of the day?
I have to go over and buy a pizza pan and a few other odds and ends for my trip tomorrow.
When I buy stuff like that for my place, I have to think small because I bought a glass pan, I guess. I don't make a dish. And what I bought, it wouldn't fit in my little tiny oven. Over.
That could have been the problem, but I think she ended up getting a large or a full-size stove, so I think any kind of pizza pan will work.
Well, I do hope you have a good trip up there. Say hi to everybody for me. And hopefully the weather holds out good. This is pretty good here today. I'm glad I did that work over at Chris's house yesterday because today is a little bit more humid. Over.
It does seem a little more humid, although it's nice to have a break from the heat.
I'm looking forward to the fall part. Of course, I'll be complaining about the winter in February, too. I guess that's only good, the only human or natural for us to do. Over.
I guess. I think I prefer it to be cold. I can somehow manage that better. When it's so hot and sticky, it's not fun.
What I'd like to say is I can put on clothes in the winter, but in the summer I'm already down to my underwear and I'm still hot. Over.
You just have to be determined that if you're going outside, you're just going to be wet.
Also raided by the insects. I'm already scratching some mosquito bites from a couple of days ago. So they're pretty bad down there. I don't know how they are up here in the Greenville area. But yeah, I'm on 385 now. I forget what part of it. I don't know what road's coming up next, but I'm making progress, over.
Have you seen all the old cars on the left? There's a dealership that sells like classic cars or something. You can see all these old cars parked there in the field.
Looking at it right now, it's kind of got an orange and red sign on it. I see a lot of old trucks right there right now, over.
Sometime you need to stop by there and just take a look around and see all these cars you haven't seen in a long time.
No, in front of me, I can just see the tail end of it. It looks like a very good condition, old Mustang, kind of a dark blue color, but it looks like it's in good shape. I saw it when it pulled out on the highway, and now it's further ahead of me because I can't keep up with a lot of the traffic, over.
They have a Cars and Coffee up there at Michelin off 85. I think it was a couple weekends back at... They ought to be having another one pretty soon, I think.
The 4CNL for ID. Yeah, yesterday when I came up through Winsboro, you know, that's a bit dangerous place now. There was some shootings there earlier in the week, but they apparently was in a church parking lot. They were getting ready for some old cars, but there was a beautiful, bright red 57 Chevrolet two-door. Kind of lining up in the parking lot. Man, it was beautiful. It caught my eye, over.
Sure. This is KF4HTM. Yeah, there's some beautiful cars out there for sure. I didn't realize Winsboro had become such a dangerous place.
I heard about it on the news. When I was talking to Chris on the phone, I was like, okay, I'm about ready to enter work, Winsboro. Now, as you know, that's a very dangerous place. And he laughed at, yeah, every place is getting dangerous now, over.
Sure. Was that a place that has a train museum or some kind of railroad museum?
As a matter of fact, when I passed it, they had all the grass cut, and there were a lot of cars lined up, people getting out of the cars. So I wonder if they were doing something yesterday. Of course, yesterday was a good day to get out. I saw a lot of motorcycle groups ride, especially along Highway 34. Oh, and I just passed a car with an ATM racer on. It's got a number on it, but it looks like maybe he's races it as well. Over.
Yeah, I think there's usually some races around here on Saturday night. Yeah, I've been meaning to get over there and check out that museum. I had heard it was there. I had never seen it.
Into the museum, but it looked like they had everything cleaned up yesterday when I went by. So I think there must have been some kind of, some special event going on over.
Here with the power supply on and all the Traxxas chargers are blinking at me, trying to get me to load up a battery.
They definitely want us. They want to be fed batteries. That's so the batteries can be fed, I guess. At some point, I need to get online and look at the schedule for that place called the Shoal. It's between I can't remember what place it was. But I passed it yesterday, heading over to Chris's house. Over.
Food over there?
Somewhere around. I passed at 96. It's between Donald's, Pontiac Pass, New West area. It's kind of in there because it's in there. Matter of fact, there's a little store, a gas station kind of combo, and this sign says Wurl, W-U-R-L, famous hot dogs. You got to say it right. It's spelled D-A-W-G-S. So Wurl, famous hot dogs. Over.
Hot dogs.
Not good, buddy. Over.
I'm just mustering up the courage to go outside and just finish up a little bit of yard work that I didn't do on Friday.
I went out there today. But anyway, I'm going to let you go so you can can't use me as an excuse. But Ray, it was good talking to you and good seeing you a little early in the day. So I'll probably catch you again later. This is WA4CNL. Back to you.
let me know next time you're coming through. We'll spend more time. But it was good seeing you. And safe travels home. And we'll be talking with you soon. This is KF4 HTM.